Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And tonight is going to be one of those nights where I'm a little frustrated on some levels. Some levels I'm like astonished. I was watching a weather program, and what I was noticing on the weather network, which was really interesting, is I saw plasma. Now, plasma basically is your high-power electrical charge, whether it be static or otherwise, creating an ionic effect in the atmosphere that can cause ozone. And I was watching this weather forecast and coming across Canada saying that Canada's heat wave, it's going to be hot and blah, 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 and we're going to have storms. And I noticed as the weather person was talking, I saw this purplish thing that they were showing going across Canada. I thought, isn't that a little odd? See, I work with the Van de Graaff machines, and I got an ozone machine and ionizers all over the place. And so when I run my ozone machine, and if I run the air conditioning, what happens is the air gets really dry. And so as a result, because all the moisture is gone, when I fire up my Van de Graaff, I get lightning. Literally, I can get lightning shooting up from the top. I hold my ground piece above the unit, and it actually increases the range of the lightning by almost double when you dry it all out. And it always comes out this lavenderish, purplish, pinkish colored plasma. And I'm looking at that. And it's moving in a direct pattern. Now, this is not the jet stream. See, people have forgotten what the jet stream actually is. In North America, the jet stream starts from under Alaska, goes around Alaska, comes down through the Yukon and through the Northwest Territories, through Alberta, and then across America. And it can go right across into the Midwest, Northeast, and down as far as the Carolinas. Now, what keeps the jet stream up a little higher sometimes is the heat from the Gulf of Mexico, which we all know isn't moving right now because of the Coregza that they dumped in there years ago. For those of you who remember when they dumped the Coregza, because the Gulf isn't moving. So as a result now, the heat has stayed consistent across the Gulf. It's not being carried and distributed the way it used to be years ago before, again, they screwed up the environment on purpose. So when I saw this jet stream going across Canada, like in a direct parallel to the Gulf, and not dip in any way, shape, or form, because of the different movement of the Gulf would cause different variances of the heat throughout North America. That's including Canada and the U.S. So I'm seeing this pattern go right across, right straight across Canada. And I kept thinking, this is really, really odd. Really, really odd. And, well, a couple of nights ago, we're outside, me and a buddy, and we're looking outside, and we're seeing this airplane, military plane, spraying the air at 3 o'clock in the morning. Thought, wasn't that fun? So we figured they're going to be spraying whatever shit in the air, whether it be, you know, Corona, COVID, SARS, COVID, variants. I lose track, you know. The lie keeps getting perpetrated more and more and more and more. So when I saw that, I thought, okay, they are charging the atmosphere. In order for that to happen, they would have had to charge the atmosphere and then direct the charge, because the atmosphere now is highly superconductive with the carbon C60, the titanium, the calcium, the barium. You know, all the different components that they have put up there to create a conductive super fence or super grid. And when you understand that this is what's going on in regard to this grid happening, some of you may not believe what I'm saying, and that's fine. Lana Freeland is writing a book on this, and she's connecting the nano and other things with what's going on. But she was the first one to actually wig on that whole concept, you know. Dan Wigginton was talking about methane. I don't think he fully realized that the carbon up there that was being put up there deliberately was carbon because of the superconductivity of these frequencies. They can clear up that methane in a matter of short amount of time. They have the means and technology to do that, but they're not doing that, and they're loading the atmosphere with more and more of these chemtrails because they need to sustain the network that's up there in order to create the conduits they need to transmit frequencies across the planet, whereby they can target countries, see storms happening across Canada. Maybe it's because Canadian people are saying, Chuck, you Farley, to your corona, COVID, variant, SARS, COVID bullshit. Maybe we're getting tired of listening to the lie. Maybe we're getting tired of listening to the politicians. Maybe we're getting tired of listening to the government. You know, we've got one nerve left and they're on it. And maybe they suspect that, you know what, people are about ready to cut loose. Now, in Canada, we have two provinces that are basically have a shit-for-brain operation going on, and that's Alberta and Quebec. We have, in those two provinces, they're leaping ahead in this authoritarian system, constantly violating the Charter of Rights, constantly violating the Constitution of Canada, constantly violating the civil liberties that people have. And it's basically, they've been given carte blanche to violate and corrupt the rights of the people in their respective provinces or areas. It's going on all across Canada. This is going on in Nova Scotia, PEI, New Brunswick. Ontario's pretty bad with it too, and so is BC. Saskatchewan and Manitoba are starting to catch up as well. And every place we go in Canada, no matter where everybody was at one point in time, everybody's starting to catch up. And right now, there's a calm before the storm. There's a calm before the storm. There's a calm before the storm in America as well. See, the vaccines have been now, you know, warp sped. And we got half the people of Canada infected with a cocktail of technology and genetics. And this is what's really happening right now too. I've been getting calls from different emails from different people, and apparently they still haven't figured out that these are not viruses anymore. These are a genetic program, a cocktail of genetics that have been put together to create the demise of somebody's RNA and DNA. Somebody wrote me an email, and I wrote her back saying that people who have gotten the vaccine are pretty much good as dead. They're done, pretty much. Those who've had the jumping, I said, those you may be able to save because there will be an incubation period. As far as I know, to the best of my knowledge, once an injectable has been inserted into a person, that is basically instantaneous. And what they've done is they've infected people with these instantaneous access and starts to begin to alter their genetic code and their chromosome code. And for some of you, this is a real tough, hard message. And you know what? It's got to be said, because there is no easy way out of this. They have been murdering, planeticiding this planet. They have been demociding areas of wherever people may be. And unfortunately, people believe the bullshit rather than the reality. And as a result, they have been deceived into taking something that they never needed to take at all. But because they kept believing the rhetoric and the deception and the lies, they finally capitulated to surrendering to this bullshit. And the unfortunate reality to this is this: because of that, it has now created a termination process. As of right now, to this point in time, we are not going to save these people who have had a direct injection. I don't see it. Now, something may come up. So maybe God will reveal something of the way. Who knows? But currently, the things that we have at hand is not going to be enough. We're not just dealing with nanotechnology anymore. We are dealing now with an integrated, augmented, okay, system and operating systems that are designed to hack and chop into the Helix and alter the operating system of the Helix. And this is where it's at. This is how it is. And if you're having a hard time with this message and you got this FU attitude toward me, c'est la vie, I don't care. You got to hear it because you got to protect yourself at this point. The zombie apocalypse that Andrew Lambrecht was talking about, that's in Canada's research or report somewhere, they put that in not only in the Canadian side, but also the American side. Why do you think they put that in there? And I have had people tell me that they have come across people that have been infected with these injectables because they are not vaccines. And nobody was listening to the very drug companies that were saying these are not vaccines. And as a result, no matter what, they were telling you from day one that this stuff is nothing but bullshit. All you had to do was listen to it, read it. But instead, people wanted, I don't know what people wanted, to be honest with you. Obviously, they didn't want to use their brain. And it may sound cold, it may sound callous what I'm saying and how I'm saying it, but this is the reality. If you haven't had the injection or the injectable, then you need to start looking at protecting yourself from a possible jumping. Viruses can leap and hop. So can bacteria. So if you think that this can't do this, I do not understand how your thinking goes then. Especially when Pfizer has come right out and stated unequivocally that they designed these things so that it would hop, so they could infect more people with and save on the raw materials that are required to make these things. Understand your adversary. They do not give a flying flamingo about you at all. And all you are to them is a burden that needs to be lightened. That's how they see mankind. That's how they see all of you. You're nothing to them. You are nothing but illiterate, ignorant, useless, eating machines that consume. And they have to come up with different ways to entertain you. That's how they see you. And because all these years, this is what's been going on, and people have accepted this form of slavery that they have induced on societies all over the world, this is how it goes. You get up in the morning, you kiss your dog, smack your wife, hit the door, go do a job, some meaningless job that a machine can do. You come home, you have a beer, you watch television, have dinner, go to bed, and you do this all over again. And at the end of the week, the highlight of the week is you go shopping. You go grocery shopping, or you go buying shit you don't need at places you don't need to go to. And then you sit at home all day watching the sports channel or the soap opera channels or whatever channels you got, because this is how they entertained you. This is how they distracted you. And then they gave you a little bit of excitement by giving you the so-called news. NBC, CBC, ABC, CBS, CNBC, the news. So now you tuned in, you got the dial, and you got that television programming going on, because they're hitting you now with certain waves that affect the brain to put you in a state of hypnosis. And as a result, when they say something, you feel terrorized, you feel traumatized, you feel like you're afraid. Those of us who don't watch the news don't have these issues. And those of us who do watch the news and don't believe half the bullshit they tell you don't have these issues. But a lot of you, this is what they've done. So now when they tell you this horrific, terrifying thing taking over the world, it's devastating the planet. Men and women are dying. Hospitals are full. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We're going to lock you down. We're going to shut you in your homes. This way the suicide rates go up. Oh wait, we didn't tell you that. No, the suicide rates are going to go up. We're going to have you put on a mask. Oh wait. And the heart failure is going to go up. Well, they didn't tell you that either, did they? Then we're going to come up with this injectable. Oh man, and then we've been 4,200 people a day are dying from these injections. 4,200 people a day are dying from these injections, which is information most people are not seeing today. And they believe the 1% that the VAER is releasing, saying, oh yeah, we had some casualties. That's what I'm saying. I get emails, you know, with people that are just so oblivious to the concept that the government, the media, are nothing but effing liars. That's all they have ever been. They speak this language of the satanic language. All they know is lies, deception, manipulation. That's all they know. I've listened to Shai in Israel. When somebody from Israel who's sitting in the heart of what's going on is telling the world that they're staging the events to give it the appearance of something major and traumatic happening in Israel, which isn't happening, but is being staged so that the perception from the television program, the programming device that through your visual, is now teleporting the program to your brain so that you will believe the staged event. The Bible talks about, I was just listening to a preacher, a friend of mine sent me this thing to listen to, and this preacher, I'm telling you, I couldn't take it. After 10 minutes, the guy was still babbling about bullshit. I thought, get to the message. If God's got something to say, I want to hear what God's got to say. Let's quit dancing around the tune here. That's the way I am. If God's got something to say, I want to hear it. You know, may not care for the message afterwards, but I still want to hear it. I don't give a shit how good or bad it is. I want to hear it. But he made one point. He did make one point. Made a reference in the Bible that most men's hearts would fail them, and that because what seeing the heavens shake. Seeing the heavens shake. I never paid much mind to that, but that now is another prophecy. I'm seeing prophecies popping up that are correlating to what the Bible has been saying left, right, and center today. He made that comment too. And when he made that comment about the heavens shaking, I thought, good gosh, he is talking about satellite weaponry. He's talking about what Elan Friedland is talking about with the space grid or space fence. And that they're using the immense power that we're going to see is going to rattle men and women. If, you have to think about this for a second. If people being locked down for a fake staged event are dying of suicide and heart failure and hopelessness, what's going to happen when we see God's wrath shake the heavens? Now, I've said this before. He's coming back chewing bubblegum and ready to kick ass, and he is out of bubblegum. There ain't going to be no chewing bubblegum here. There's going to be an ass whooping on this planet for the way this planet has been abused. And for the way these people have been literally slaughtering people. This is a blood sacrifice. Look at this for what it is. This is a blood sacrifice being given to Moloch and Baal and whatever other deviant angelic that's out there, harvesting the life force of people. And some people are may not notice, but inadvertently using some of these devices, thinking that they're saving people, may be also opening a door or a conduit to let another demonic thing into our dimension. I don't know if everybody ever thought of that, you know, that because of the Hadron Collider, not the Hadron Collider, that the collider they got over there in Switzerland, and all these other colliders, opening up portals, that perhaps, now this is again, I'm going to present this to some of you, which again, you're going to have, some of you are going to have a hard time with this, but what if these injectables were designed to eliminate that DNA so a new DNA could manifest through that host? Call it the body snatchers. Call it what you will. But what if what's actually going on is a transition, a interdimensional teleportation, if you will, or a I don't know what you want to call it, but the person leaves and the demon takes his place? What if that's what's going on? Got to get you to think here. This has all been weaponized to take the life of people. And like, and everything that the visionary saw in the Bible, John, what he was seeing was the events that were arising in a specific time frame, what appeared to be a demonic taking over of the planet. And the children of Belial, the children of Baal, the children of Moloch, were in control. And the return of Jesus to wrest that control from the devil completely, since he defeated him on the cross, and to reassert himself as the king of this planet. Now again, I'm presenting this in this manner so that you understand and begin to grasp that we are in a war here, a real humdinger. And the people that we are fighting, the governments that we're fighting, did it ever occur to anybody that perhaps, just perhaps, there's been, an exchange in the government where now we have demons running the government, and this is why there's such a major disregard for the charter rights, for the Constitution, for the Bill of Rights in America, you know, the... Has anybody ever thought that because we've got such a demonic influence affecting North America right now, that this is maybe what's happening? Just something to speculate and think about for most of you. Some of us have already seen this perspective and understood it. Some people who are who are very empathic and very intuitive have noticed that people who have gotten these injectables are no longer there. There's something has changed. So I'm saying to you that when we're dealing with today, when I'm talking about a genetic override of the DNA in a person that they are putting in, you have to start questioning, what is this manifesting in a host? What is this actually creating in a host? Think about this for one real hard second. If we have a 99.678% survival rate on a coronavirus, why did we ever need to create any kind of injectable? Why? What was the real reason for this? Why would you create a solution for something that would have been taken care of naturally by the body's own immune system? This was a weapon. This was a horrific weapon. Okay, and just to take this another step, just so that you understand, how do you cover up murder? How do you cover up murder? Think about this for 1 minute. If you're going to kill somebody, I shouldn't probably do this, but I'm going to do this. I hope I don't give anybody any ideas. Let's say something happened and you're in an area in the world where you defended yourself and you accidentally killed somebody. You weren't intending on killing somebody, but yes, that's happened. How would you dispose of the body? Would you bury it in the ground? There's always a chance that might get discovered. Would you throw it in the river? Might be some chance that somebody might find it there. So what would you do with the body? You would break down and dissolve the proteins and the components of that body, dissolve it in some kind of acid or alkali, and then you would pour it down the sewer or into the field. That's what you would do. Well, this is what the government has done. This is what the government is doing. All these dead bodies that they have been manufacturing with these injectables, they are now alkalizing these bodies, turning them into a liquid sludge, and guess where they're putting them? Take a hard guess where they're putting them. They're putting them in your organic food supply. They're putting them in your non-organic food supply. They are spreading it in the farmers' fields. And the evidence will be consumed by you. And when you go to defecate and to eliminate, the evidence will further be buried back into the earth. Imagine that. See, while they come up with the distractions that they're coming up with, now Fauci has come up with a brand new distraction. They're saying, you don't need to investigate China. We know this and we know that. The guy is nothing but a yo-yo. He has been thrown out there because they figure people are so stupid, they can't keep track of the lies anyway. And this guy has been lying since this has started. So what's another lie to a bunch of morons that believe in the media, that still believe in a government that's trying to kill you? I still keep saying we all need to withhold paying taxes. Especially in Canada. Imagine, like I said, go to your employer, tell them that you want now to be a contractor. You do not want to be on their payroll. You will take care of your own taxation. Okay, if everybody in Canada that did this, guess what? The government now will be shit out of luck. They will no longer have the means to weaponize these injectables against you. Imagine that. Imagine that. See, the God of this world is on a piece of paper. It's called money. We all need money to live. We all need money to do whatever we need. That is the means of exchanging for in getting goods. But when that money is now being weaponized against you as a people, to create either a democide or a planicide or a genocide on the planet or in an area or among a certain specific group of people, then we need to reevaluate why are we supporting these individuals who are in power. Something to think about. If they are injecting people, and they're dying, and they're dying in numbers that they are not reporting. I mean, even if you did the math, and you figure 1% of the population is all they're reporting, if you multiplied that number by 100, you'd be closer to the actual number. You'd be closer to the actual number. Nobody thinks in that term either. 1% as opposed to full-on reporting. You know, it's so you have to realize that if they're dumping people into farmers' fields, now think about this for 1 minute now, okay, because this gets worse, this gets even more demeaning, more, you know, demented. You just injected people with variant technology that may not die when the host does, may continue to propagate as long as there are proteins. Ho ho ho. Body's loaded with proteins and peptides, and enzymes. Those are all proteins. Now, you liquefied those proteins, just like they do with gelatin and collagen. You've liquefied the proteins, and the technology is still functioning. Ho-ho. And you're spraying that into the fields. What do you know? Protein going into the earth. With those compositions of that technology still in place. What happens to the DNA of the plants that that shit is growing in? Think about that for 1 minute. Let's take garlic, for instance, okay? And I want to incorporate a new element into garlic. So let's say I want to give garlic selenium. I want to put extra levels of selenium, or a predominant level of selenium, into the earth. So when I plant that garlic into the earth, it will now take in that selenium. So now I have a selenocysteine component when I eat the garlic. That means that I have a very high-end selenium that will get into my liver and protect my immune system. The garlic produces cysteine. Now I'm going to get into that a little bit too. See, if the government wants to take away cysteine from you, I'm going to show you how to make your own. It's not hard to do at all. But let me get back to the other thing. Okay, so we got garlic growing in the field. We add a little bit more cysteine to it, selenium to it. Now the garlic has selenium, which becomes a positive thing. It's absorbed it in its matrix, in its DNA. Now, what happens when I've got people that have got Moderna? Okay, now think about this now. This, like I said, this gets more demented. We got Moderna people dying. We got Pfizer people dying. We got AstraZeneca people dying. We got Johnson & Johnson people dying. Two of them are synthetic biology. Two of them are not. Two of them are manipulated biology. You know, just genetics are manipulated. These are synthetic genetics. All have a nano delivery method. Are now liquefied. Nano doesn't get broken down that easy. Nano is based on, most of it is based out of carbon, which requires a great deal of duress to break it down, more than what would be required to break down those proteins. So now you have these components mixed together, being sprayed on the soil. What happens to all that shit that they have put into people, that they have just liquefied and put into the farmers' fields? Think about that. How much longer do you think mankind has? With every, on every level, they've turned around, they have hijacked everything that they can. Now think about this for a second now. What happens to the animals in the wild that come in and eat that GMO corn, like the deer and like the caribou and like the moose, like the bear? What happens when they eat that shit? What does it do to their genetic code? What does it do to their DNA? What about a grasshopper? What happens when a grasshopper eats that shit? Does it stay a vegetarian, or does it become an omnivore? Does it become an aggressive species? What happens to the genetic code? What about a mosquito? Think about that. You want to spread a variant in such a way that you can infect farmers, you can infect livestock, you can create a blight. Imagine that. I often thought when I read in the Bible that one third of the air, land, and sea would be destroyed. I used to think years ago that would have been a nuclear holocaust of some kind. You know, basically to plant the military industrial complex, a lot of the planet would light up the planet with nuclear bombs, and it would just create a major, major problem with the oxygen and the land and the water. Now, I don't believe that will ever happen, not that way. Now, I believe it would be a form of nanobiogenetic terror that will now flood into the waterways, flood into the landways, flood into the air, and we will have this desired planticide effect. If they don't get you with the vaccine now, they'll get you later when you need to eat. Why you need to take what the hell I'm saying to you pretty, pretty seriously. They don't care about you. Period. You're nothing but children to be entertained, and they're entertaining you. Biden is doing a fine job being a court jester in America. Mr. Trudeau is doing a fine job being a court jester here in Canada. The premiers are doing a fine job with their entertainment to be distracting. While you're being distracted with their bullshit, they are undermining you. They are sabotaging this very network that has been developed to have a sustainable agriculture and a sustainable market for people to be able to have what they need to consume. They are taking that away. And the farmers that are trying their best to sustain and give you the best possible food, they are going to be forced to go into either aquaponics or indoor grow ops in order to provide the food that's required, because the air and the land won't be fit to grow anything. This is where it's at. And the only way that I know to eradicate that is one hell of a lightning charge going through the earth to fry all that, to completely incinerate that down to beyond ash, just dust. That would be the only way that I can foresee that it wouldn't affect, it wouldn't be able to come back. Because you have to understand, it also has a nano-engineering implementation with these proteins. It's designed to, again, adapt. You can't, if you overload it, you surge the shit out of it, it can't last. I saw a video, I got it floating around, where a farmer took GMO corn and he hit it with a 10 or 15,000 electrostatic charge in the seeds, wiped out the genetic engineering of the corn, and grew basically a heritage corn that we haven't seen in over 50 or 60 years. It was real corn, and that corn could have fed the population of the planet, but they genetically altered it to make it more doable for market resources. It was such bullshit. They did the same thing with wheat. You can't eat the wheat or the corn anymore. It's just garbage. All of you having gut issues, quit eating the corn, the bread, the grains, the pastas, the rices, the cereal. That's got to go. Let me show you how to make cysteine, or NAC, acetylcysteine. What you do is you take your garlic. You can either blend, macerate in vinegar, whatever you want, whatever volume you like. And what you do then is you macerate it and store that for 6 months. Store it for 6 months. After 6 months, filter it, dilute it, or heat it up a little bit just to take the edge off the acidity. And you've just made NAC. That simple. So if the government wants to take away your NAC and you need your NAC, well, there you go. That's how you do it. Take vinegar, a cup and a half, add your garlic to it, grow garlic, grow it indoors, grow it in a greenhouse, grow onion. Okay, onion has quercetin in it. Okay, if you can grow green tea, grow green tea. If you can grow rosemary, grow rosemary. If you can grow savory, grow savory. These are the healing plants that God has given us to be able to, again, protect our DNA and protect our organs. But they're not going to be worth a hill of beans if they're grown in shit soil loaded with genetically engineered material. You got to start thinking here. Okay, you got to start thinking. We are at war. Period. And they are not going to stop until we either kill them or they kill us. And right now, they got a head start. We are at war. And all the deception that they've been propagating is so that they could hide the dead bodies the way they're hiding them. And this is a reality check we better all start paying attention to. Canada is not the nice country everybody thinks it is. Neither is America. And here is where the exploitation and the experimentation is being done and then being spread across the planet. You have an undesirable culture, bring these techniques to your land. You have an undesirable religious group, bring this technique to the land. We are at war. And don't forget it. Just because you're not seeing something happening at this point in stage right now, this is the calm before the storm. You're looking at our weather. Okay, point this out too. The other day, I leave my car outside, and so the other day, I usually drive my car like once every 10 days or something, because I got really nowhere to go, and I'm not going to go shopping unless I absolutely need something, you know. This idea of going shopping, God, that irks my ass, you have no idea. Where are you going? I'm going shopping. Oh, really? Where'd you go yesterday? I went shopping. Well, why did you go shopping? Because there's nothing else open. You can go to Costco, you can go to Walmart, and you can go shopping. But you can't go to church and talk to God. Oh, hell no, you can't do that because it's not shopping. Or you can go on Amazon and buy shit that you would used to make in your own country, but you can't get it anymore because we have to go there to go shopping. You have no idea how that just, oh, fucking shopping. God almighty. Shopping. Let's go shopping. This has been the summation of mankind's existence. A fucking mall. I cannot get over that. A mall. This is the highlight of it all. That's how they have mind-bended us to think that this is living. We're going to go shopping. We're going to go to a mall. Ooh, isn't that exciting? And you can't do that anymore, so now you have to go to Walmart. Ooh, excite me some more. Oh, be still my heart. God almighty. Shopping. Ugh. And you know what? And I don't blame anybody that goes to these places because we're locked down with this ridiculous bullshit. But I get that. That people, you know, if you need something, obviously you got to go shopping. And I'm not anybody against anybody going shopping if you need to go. But what they have created here is this dynamic. Again, it's another form of conditioning. That the highlight of your life is to get up, go to work, and if you need an outlet, go shopping, and then go home. You're easier to control. Shopping. Ugh. Anyway, this is where we're at today, and this is what we really have to start realizing. Our lives were meant more to be some cog in a wheel, honest to God. You know, God didn't make us to be shopaholics or consumers or whatever the title is today. You know, God made us to become more like Him and to have that evolution to be more like Him. And instead, we are caught up in this circular stupidity, this operating system that is running right now. And people are afraid of nothing. It's astonishing to me what it took to lock this down. An invisible boogeyman that doesn't exist, never did exist, never was isolated, and yet here we are. Boogie woogie. Anyway, I was getting about the truck. I got sidetracked because it's effing shopping. And I notice on my truck when I go outside, I don't know if you notice it on your cars or your vehicles, but I notice when we get a little bit of a rain, the next day I look at the vehicle and it's loaded with what looks like dust. You know how you go, if you're driving down a dirt road and you got all this shit bouncing all over the place and splatters your vehicle and you got to go spray it down. I noticed that the truck I've got has got all this dust, even the windshield. I mean, it was like plastered with this dust. Like I've been in a desert and I got sandblasted. And I thought, what the hell is this now? And I realized, okay, this is proof and evidence that they are dropping something from the sky that is now dusting our vehicles. Could it be, perhaps, maybe, I don't know, speculation here, that they are trying to break down our vehicles, they are trying to destroy our means of transportation, causing an erosion to happen to the automobile. Drive down the road, you turn the car on, all of a sudden your intake takes in the air and takes all this dust, which then can maybe possibly corrode your insides of your engine. Who knows? Again, I am speculating, but I notice the shit's on the vehicle. Have you noticed that lately? You know, I'm just trying to, if you're not seeing this, perhaps, maybe, you might want to observe some of this that I'm talking about. We're being affronted and accosted, and we are not seeing it. I see it. I'm frustrated. I'd like to own a rocket with a nuclear warhead. I just fired it up in the sky. See what happens. Let it get about 5-6 miles up in the air and go. Fallout would take about 50 years before it come down. That's what they used to tell us, right? We used to blow up all these bombs. 50 years, it'll come back down. Well, we're past that 50-year mark. So, but I'm just thinking, you know, what if we shot it upward instead and went 5 miles up and we finally let it go? Would it distort the ionosphere to a point that it would scramble the magnetic field, which would then screw up their technology? It just makes me wonder. I think in those terms all the time. Just kind of makes me wonder. You never know. Anyway, I won't belabor this anymore. I figured I wanted to point out that the reality and the reality check that we need, what's going on, and how they are killing everybody. And, you know, I mean, we heard pine needle and anise and pine needle and this. Let's get a reality check here. We're dealing with genetics, altered genetics, synthetic genetics, nano-delivered genetics, programmable nano genetics, okay, magnetic proteins, okay, we did a show on this a couple of shows back. I was talking about magnets sticking to people's bodies, and now we did the show on magnetic proteins 3 or 4 shows ago, okay, Get that through your head. We're no longer dealing with just the simple pathological infections that we had 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120 years ago. We are dealing with things purposely designed in a lab to assault and take you out in any way, shape, or form. They program that genetic programming to affect your body. That's what you're dealing with. That's the new hard reality. The old paradigm of what is healthy and what will protect you and what will do this and what will do that for you. If it doesn't incorporate inactivating nanotechnology, erasing genetic engineering and genetic engineering programming, if it doesn't deal with artificial intelligence, then all you're doing is pissing in the wind. That's it. It's all you're doing. You may give somebody certain things to give them their immune system the capacity to fight a little longer, but if you're not dealing with that arena today, and you're not protecting the DNA today, and you're not doing things to reduce the access to the DNA, the jumping, the shedding, the integration, the manipulation between these vaccines, if you're not dealing with the food supply now having all these proteins from these injections spread into the field, not dealing with that, then all you're doing is piping a dream. Period. Period. And you got to start thinking in this way, because they have shifted the paradigm and we're still going like the old Bugs Bunny thing. We should have made a left-hand turn at Albuquerque. Instead, we kept going straight. They went left. We didn't. The war on mankind is for keeps. Remember that. They got machines that can replace anybody on the planet. Nobody is that indispensable. Nobody. Okay? You can be replaced. And they will do so when the time comes. And again, this may be one of these negative messages for some of you. Saying, oh, you're speaking all this negativity. I can't take it no more. Well, this, believe it or not, was not a negative message. It was a very positive one, because I've just given you what you had to look for and what you needed to do in certain circumstances. And you need to, again, expand your horizons to become more familiar and how to engage in the battle. Okay, that is a positive message, because now I've shown you what you're up against and how you have to fight it. And that is more than any guru out there selling you bullshit to buy products that isn't going to do you a damn bit of good. That's the bottom line. So that's a positive message. And if you can't handle the truth, then go to the Bubblegum channel, because you aren't going to be around that much longer anyway. That's the bottom line. Your choice. Not saying follow me. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm saying get looking at what I'm saying. Get prepared. Be prepared. They're coming, and they're not here to play games. Alrighty. Where am I at here? Oh, I'm already done. Okay. Well, at the end of these messages, I always tell people to read the Gospels. To read what Jesus had to say. Read what he was talking about. He's talking about a kingdom. He's talking about a better place. He's talking about a new place for us. He's talking about how we are to conduct ourselves on this planet. He gave us the book of Revelations through John. You might want to read that book. You know, you got the letters and how to conduct yourself as a believer or as a person should conduct themselves. So you're not contained in the operation of this matrix, because as long as you're in the operation of this matrix, you will never understand God's light. some of the sons. I was talking to a buddy of mine today from Egypt, and we were talking scripture, and he made a comment. He said, you know, the light shone upon it, but men's the world could not understand it. God shone a light on the world, but the world could not understand it because the world is following a matrix operating system, and there's no way the matrix can understand the workings of God or God's wisdom. And this is why I say when you read the Bible, you're basically now getting the upload from God, and you're downloading the matrix program out the door. And the more you upload God's program, the more you see God's program, the more you become like God's intention for you, so you can be in fellowship with God, the less the matrix can control you. And the more you see the matrix fractal whirlpool sucking you down into the abyss, that's when you'll begin to really fight for your freedom. And you'll only get that by reading that message. Okay, because like I'm trying to give you the principles required to fight and know how to fight, Jesus gave you the principles and knowing how to get to the Father. And so I'm telling you, follow him. Okay, because I didn't die for you, he did. And he came back to tell you that he was going to prepare a place for us. So get with it. Go read what he's got to say. Alrighty, I've also got people on the page that are also trying their best to give you the insights and their experiences to help you get through another day in paradise. So I encourage you to go look at these people. You got Sherry Three Hearts Church. You got Deanna Spingola. You got Liberty Channel. You got Fiona. You got Catherine. These are the women. You know, we're getting women up there getting more and more involved too, which is cool. Then you got Brian. You got Shai. You got Ty. You got Yanni. You got myself. You know, everybody's out there trying to get you aware and awake to, be prepared. Be aware. Learn how to defend and fight. You know, we were bred for the fight. That's all I can tell you. We were bred for the fight. And the more we exchange, the more we understand, the more we can, manifest what we need to manifest. And not what we manifest so much, what God can manifest through us. I guess that's a better way of putting it. What God can manifest through us. That probably sounds way better and more accurate anyway. So anyway, check out these people. Help them any way you can. If you can help them financially, do so. If you can help them, you can't, no worries. Then share their information. Share. Alrighty. As I always say on this show, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.